Greetings. I was just hearing about somebody who's having difficulties in social situations. What goes on in their mind is so strong, they feel they don't know how to share what's happening to them, to the people they're talking to. What was explained to them by their friend was, that's probably happening in the other people as well. Most people are more engaged with their mind and what's going on than they are with the people they're talking to, but they don't realize that. They're actually listening to their mind more than they're listening to the person they're talking to, who is also listening to their mind more than the person they're talking to. So there's a whole world going on in each of our minds. Now, this is a big step now. I'm just going to take a jump. I've just listened to a one-hour documentary on where science is getting to on what is reality. I've listened to many such documentaries, and this one's pretty good. I've sent it out to the mailing list. And I don't understand anything. And I don't understand my mind attempting to understand my mind. And I've got this strong feeling that I will attempt to share with you now. You see, what science is now saying, or major parts of science is saying, is what we call real is not real. We're making it up. Now, of course, sages in the East have said the same thing. They've said what we call reality is Maya, an illusion. We are making up what we feel is real through the content of our mind. And then I get a lot of it. I get it very clearly. And I think, now how can I explain that? And one way that jumps and has done for many, many years is when several people walk into a forest, each has a different experience. And then we say, oh yes, yes, yes. But look at it this way. A carpenter would see finished wood. A tree lopper would see trees he can fall, cut down. A New Age green person would say, don't touch it. A conservatist would say, no, we need to take this out and that out in order for it to be. And then we go to Aboriginal people who would see totally, totally different. And each person is assuming that everybody in their group is seeing the same thing. And it seems as though we're not. We all have a different experience on what we're calling reality. Now, according to these scientists and according to the sages of the East, there's nothing out there. There is nothing out there. Now, that's ridiculous, isn't it? Because you can just touch your head with your hand and there is a head. And scientists saying, no, the very sensation is an illusion. And then how to explain it? Well, I can't explain it to myself. So I can't explain it to you in a way that is clear. But I have this sense that that's true. There is a basic something, which I use the term unformed. Jesus called it the kingdom of God, and Lao Tzu called it the Tao, and Heraclitus called it the hidden harmony, and so on. It can't be named because it doesn't have a form, and we take our process of the mind that has been programmed by certain people and see things certain way. Now, as I'm saying that, I'm thinking about how a Catholic has been brought up in a certain way to see certain things. And to them, that is reality. There is a God. There is heaven. There is hell. And there used to be purgatory, which is in between, but the Pope took that away. There is heaven. There is hell. There is good. There is God. There is bad. That is possible, that is impossible, and that's absolutely real to them. Now shift now to what you've read about how a person has been brought up in a Muslim situation. It's vastly different, vastly, and that's what we're getting right on the planet right now, this huge difference between, say, just these two. But you see, it isn't just these two. It's 7 billion different realities. We are all totally unique. We've had totally different genes that form us, information as we're growing up, and we're all seeing things as we think it is. And the very basis of this approach to science now is saying, no, it isn't. It's not like that. It isn't like anything. We create it. We're making it up as we go along according to how we've been programmed. Now, in the East, they said, what we have to do is deprogram, and then we're awake. And some religions say it takes 80,000 lives, 80,000 lives in order to attain that. Some monks say, let's do it quicker. We'll go to a monastery, cut ourselves off from everything, and we will sit 14 hours a day with our eyes closed and having somebody come around and give us a bonk every now and again to wake us up and just sit and watch the process of the mind saying this, saying that, disconnecting, saying this, saying that, disconnecting, 14 hours a day, and hardly ever anybody wakes up. But don't be discouraged, because people are waking up anyway. They're certainly having satoris. People in the satori group do have satoris. Suddenly, they're awake, click! And Jesus uses the phrase, what is it like in heaven? There is time no more. No time. Now this new science is saying, not only is the future like this, but the past can be changed. So let's stay with that for a moment. The past can be changed. Now to you and I, that's ridiculous, isn't it? If it's happened, it's happened. But they're saying, no, a particle can go in reverse and change and go from a particle to a wave. It can go in reverse. So there's an assumption there, which again ties in with the East, that there is no time. There is no space. There is a basic something. Now, science is explaining it, and it has been in the East explained, that there may be parallel universes, parallel realities. We are living in different places simultaneously, and according to how awake we are, which one of which we are aware, which one we're in. Now, I'm going to try and remind you again, not to try and understand it. I don't understand it. And I get a feeling something goes, yes. And I've had these awakenings when suddenly everything is so clear and so obvious, and then it's gone again. Often when that happens, the mind comes in. The mind comes in and says, oh, this is it. And as soon as the mind says this is it, then it's not it. The mind doesn't seem to have the capacity to hold this vast no-thingness. where I've got to at the moment is that's all a possibility. And it feels as though the something else is more real than what I've been told is reality. And as I keep saying, I'm sure over and over, I keep saying this. So my way now is to be in this very moment. I mean this one. Not how am I going to be in the next moment, but this moment. This moment. And be with it as it is, with the possibility that there may be much more going on than I'm seeing, realizing, feeling, sensing. And I am that I am. This is it. Now, but this is the main ingredient for me. This is the letdown. Not to take it seriously. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Don't be too serious about it. Because we may be just creating our reality. And I really do think we do. We do create our reality. Remembering to take a deep breath. To be here. And this is a slightly different subject, but I'm going to include it now. When we're talking to somebody, see them. Hear them. Feel them. They're probably in their behavior. They're probably telling a story. They're probably not present to themselves. You be present. You be present to yourself. Hear what they're saying, feel what they're saying, and see them. No matter who they are, whether it's somebody serving you over a counter, bringing you a meal, walking past you in the street, be there. Be there. Slow down. See them. Hear them. Feel them. Sense them. And you will feel love. That's what I've come to. I've come to, when I see somebody, there is love. I can't even say, I love them, because it's as though there isn't a separation. I can't love them because there isn't an I and a them. There just is this sense of something, this delight, this wondrousness. And for me, the key is being here now, right now. Most of you have very busy lives, and I suggest to you, take some time just to stop and experiment with what you may be getting from what I'm talking about. Being here, and especially seeing people. Oh, we're such wonderful beings. But not just us. Look at the animals. Look at the trees. Really, really look at an insect. The big one is, can you look at a cockroach and love it? And that will happen when you see yourself. Allow yourself to be who you are. You will be love. You will realize you are love. That's all there is. Thou art that. And remember, the main thing is, don't take it seriously. Sending lots of love. Bye for now.